Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it is, believe it or not, Wednesday, October 23rd, and that is 13 days away from the election. 13 days. It's just hard to even believe that number. That is just incredible. And the answer is, I mean, none of this that I'm saying right now, it's not political, it's not philosophical. It's just time flies. That's all. Time flies. I can't believe we're here. However, put all that aside for now, because what I do believe is exactly what we're hearing all day long. And I have to tell you, you know, unless you're listening to Fox, if you're watching Fox, my guess is they're probably saying it's really nice how the weather in the middle of the country has really improved. It's, you know, kind of warm, like 10 degrees over usual, and it's just a pleasant time of year. Yeah, I understand that. That may be what they're discussing on Fox. But the rest of the planet, certainly Earth One, everybody is talking about the fact that what I have said for months now is exactly the reality of where we're at. And here it is. Donald Trump wants to be Hitler. And when I said it, I at least had something to back it up. Because, you know, there were people even before that, let's say last year, the year before, people who were saying Hitler, and even I, well, it's not that I thought he wasn't. It's just that I didn't think it was necessarily the thing that was going to be helpful to say that the guy was Hitler. Because, you know, Hitler did horrible things, and Trump hasn't had a chance to do all that yet, although he's done some, you know, separating kids from their families and all the meanness, trying to block all the Muslims from coming to the United States, you know, that sort of thing. You know, Mexicans are mentally ill, and they've all come out of jail, and they're all in insane asylum. You know, all those things. Crazy talk. But Hitler, yeah, probably was going a little far. But here's the thing. Turns out the guy loves Hitler. I have heard Hitler said so many times today. You think about it. In all of our politics, throughout the American history that I've lived through, how many times you hear people talking about Hitler? I mean, they might have talked about somebody in Europe that did something that reminded them of Hitler, attacking other countries, trying to take their land away and so forth. Putin, for sure. But here's the deal. American politics? Really, we don't do that. George W. Bush was not Hitler. Dick Cheney, who we disliked intensely, was not Hitler. Ronald Reagan was not Hitler. And you wouldn't even say those names around them. Why would you? They may have been bad actors in certain areas of American politics, but not Hitler. But here today, Finally, 13 days from the election, on October 23rd, you can turn on any of the programs except Fox, and all you're going to hear is Hitler over and over again. Let me give you an example. Chris Sununu, governor of New Hampshire. Chris Sununu had said months ago, totally against Donald Trump. Trump was unfit for office. And he said that he was going to do everything possible to make sure he was not the nominee of the Republican Party. And he said he believed at the time that he would not be the Republican Party nominee. But when he was, Sununu flipped. And he said he would support the ticket. He's also been very careful to say, not Trump, not I'm supporting Trump, I'm supporting the ticket. Okay. But today, he was asked on CNN, now what do you think about Trump? Now that you know what John Kelly has told the entire country and what is being written about in the Atlantic, in the New York Times, with quotes, with tapes, even with tapes. So nobody can say that John Kelly didn't say it. John Kelly's telling us exactly what Donald Trump said, and it's on tape. So no one can say, well, you're misquoting Kelly, because no one's misquoting Kelly. Kelly's on tape. And Kelly wanted to be on tape. I mean, Kelly wasn't hiding from it. And just so you understand how truly significant this is, Kelly is a four-star general. He doesn't believe in inserting himself into politics. He believes in a separation between the military and the administrative state. And then on top of that, he served for 2 years under Donald Trump as the chief person in that office that watches exactly what's going on. Who's coming in? Who's going out? Nobody should be coming in that doesn't belong there. No one should be coming in that's wasting the president's time. Everything has got to be on schedule, period. And Kelly was very good at it. Chief of staff for 2 years. Others were not able to keep that job so long, but Kelly did. And here's the thing, too. Kelly does not want anybody to know what was discussed between either Trump and Kelly or Trump and anybody else. Doesn't want leaks. This is a man of incredible integrity. And after all that's been said today, people are still saying that Kelly is a man of great integrity. But here's the thing. He has now blown the whistle on Trump completely. We're not talking about Marla Maples telling a story about what Trump was doing at night reading Hitler, which he was. And Marla Maples told the story. People said, that's the ex-wife. What does she know? What does she care? She's just trying to get him or something. That was one part. Then we had the unified Reich. And I know so many people who said to me, Kaysen, why are you even talking about this? It was up for 1 hour. Trump took it down. Trump says he didn't have anything to do with it. You're making this up. Well, I knew that that wasn't true because I know Trump. He lies. He put that up on his whatever it's called. I'm not going to say the name because that name is so far from anything resembling truth that I can't even say it. So I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to say this. Wherever he's posting this junk, he wrote that his administration would be the unified Reich. Everybody knows that American government is not the Reich. That's Hitler. Okay. It was on. It got off. People were over it. People said, okay, I believe him. He didn't do it. Someone else did it. Well, no one else even has access except for this one guy that puts things on that Donald tells him to put on. So maybe that guy put it on when Donald told him to put it on. But anyway, they pulled it right off. Nevertheless, I guarantee you, Trump thinks that his government will be the unified Reich. But let's put that aside for a moment. Because Trump definitely is using language that's Hitler. Enemy of the people, enemy within, poisoning the blood of America. It's all Hitler. And when he was told it was Hitler, the first thing he said was, well, I just used those words. I didn't know that. But then he continued to use the same words. You know he knew what he was doing, and I know it. But now, John Kelly has told us flat out, this guy truly was in love with Hitler's generals. And when I say he was in love with Hitler's generals, what kind of a moron would that be? Because Hitler's generals actually tried to kill Hitler. But like Kelly said, when he brought that up to Trump, Trump acted like that was just a lie. Well, it wasn't a lie. In fact, he talked about Rommel and what Rommel was involved in trying to kill Hitler. And Trump didn't even know who Rommel was. Certainly didn't know who. He didn't know about Prussia. Didn't know about any of that history. Didn't know who Bismarck was. Trump doesn't know anything. Oh, but he knows Hitler. He knows Hitler. So, okay, so Trump tells John Kelly that he wants Hitler's generals. That's part of it. And he says that there are things that Hitler did that were really very good. Again, this is coming straight from Kelly. It's all on tape. There's an article about it in The Atlantic, written today by Jeffrey Goldberg. He's the editor of The Atlantic. There's an article coming out about all of this from Ann Applebaum in The Atlantic. Must reading. Of course, I understand some people don't read. And we know Trump doesn't read. But we know he understands Hitler. And he reads Hitler's speeches. He does that. This is beyond insane. This is beyond Earth 1 and Earth 2. And, you know, anybody that knows anything about America would say to you that if the discussion gets to Hitler, whoever it is, that person is not going to be running for president or anything else because we don't do Hitler. But we do now. Finally, after all of these years and after every bad thing that has ever hit American politics, we have finally reached Adolf Hitler. And like I say, sure, I'm using the name gratuitously. I'm doing it for sure. But turn on any program in America today, and you're going to except Fox, and you'll hear it everywhere. It's all Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. That's all they're talking about today. Everybody, every program, every station, every network, everybody, Hitler. If I sat here for the next 45 minutes and just kept saying Hitler, I couldn't keep up with how many times Hitler has been said today in the American media. So really, for anybody out there who is thinking Kaysen has lost his mind, he has finally gone berserk with this Hitler thing, well, that's only because you're listening to Fox, because everywhere else in America, the only conversation today is Hitler. That's it. This is just incredible. You would think everybody would say, how did we get this far? How could this be? But we're here. So let me give you some numbers and let's think about some things, because Donald Trump is not going to be the president of the United States because we are not electing Hitler. Trust me, we're not. And look at some numbers, because you can see this really starting to affect people. And it's not even just the Hitler part. It's everything else, because you've got numbers in terms of favorability polling that shows that Kamala is moving up, and she's moved up to a plus. She's got a positive rating by 5 points. And Donald has a negative rating by 18 points. And there is no way that with a plus 5 versus a minus 18, that Donald Trump is going to get elected. And not only that, people aren't going for this. People don't want to spend the next 4 years talking about Hitler or any of the rest of it either. This is not what everybody wants. Now, I understand people want their prices down. People want to be sure that they can get gas at a good price. Well, right now the gas is at a good price. I mean, we're sitting around $2.80 for a gallon of gas in St. Louis. Now, if you're in Los Angeles, you might be looking at $4.80. That's a lot, but that's down from what it was. And the truth is that there are some things here in this country that are more expensive than they've been. Rent is expensive. Mortgages are expensive. Food can be somewhat expensive depending on what you buy, but I assure you, I spend a lot of time at the grocery store, and the inflation numbers are far exaggerated. Far exaggerated. And I've talked about that in the past, and it's just ridiculous to even make the big deal out of it that we do, because, as I've pointed out, if the numbers were as high as people say they are, you wouldn't make enough money to pay for dinner, let alone all the rest of the things that we have to pay for. And I can assure you that the very biggest thing that people have to pay for, especially family people, in 2024 is childcare. Childcare is enormous. It's an enormous cost. If you get it for $1,500 a month per child, you're getting a good deal. It could be $1,800, $1,900 a month. That's more than a mortgage payment for many people, and it's more than rent for many people. It's a lot of money. So Kamala Harris, and this is really funny, actually. Kamala Harris, immediately from the beginning, and all she was doing is following up on what Joe Biden did at the start of his administration. Kamala said, we're going to establish a $6,000 credit for first-time mothers and fathers so that they can buy extra things for their kids, things like car seats and just other accoutrements that are needed for taking care of your kids. And then plus, you got to take your kids and spend all this money per month. You need to have credits. And these credits, well, it can change the whole face of American families. It's a necessity. It was already in place up to a degree until the Republicans won. And when they got control of the House of Representatives, they threw it out. They threw it out. So then they turn around and say, families can't afford to take care of their children. Well, of course they can't, because we had something in place and the Republicans trashed it. They killed it. Now, when I talk to somebody, and I talk to many people who say this, when I talk to somebody who says, first of all, I don't know anything about Kamala, and she won't answer any questions, and I don't know any specifics about what she wants to do. And you know what? The only way that's true is if you put your hands up over your ears and sing, la, 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 la. Yes, then you will not hear anything and you won't know. But when Kamala Harris says that she doesn't want to change things that were done by Joe Biden, but she just wants to put her personal touch on it, this is what she's talking about. Because families need this money for childcare. It's a fact. They need it. And we want them to have children. We want them to have families. So they need to be able to take care of their kids during the day when they work, because parents, especially in 2024, but they work and women work. This is not 1950. This is not Ward Bond playing Cleaver. This is not the Cleavers. This is not Beaver. Leave it to Beaver. This is none of that. You know, it's like Kamala said repeatedly, and it's a pretty good line, we're not going back. We're not going back to 1950. We're not. And there's no reason to. But I will say this, and I've said it repeatedly. Kamala, as a speaker, has a perfect pitch, a perfect political pitch. She hits the notes perfectly. She sounds like a leader. She is inspiring a large part of this country. And that part of the country that she's inspiring is going to vote for her. And she's going to be president of the United States. Now, when she is, she's going to bring in people from the Biden administration, the Obama administration, the old Clinton administration. I mean, it goes all the way back. All these Democrats are people who have been through our government, and they know how our government works, and they help the government to work. And listen, there are tens of thousands of these people in civil service. They take exams, and they work for us, and they make our country work. And, you know, when Ronald Reagan said the most dangerous thing that you could hear is that the government is we're from the government and we're here to help. No, that was never true. The government is here to help. Now, I didn't say they do everything right all the time, but they do try. They make a strong effort. You know, businesses, sometimes they do a great job and sometimes they fail. The post office delivers the mail very well. You know, you put an envelope with a stamp on it into a mailbox, and guess what happens? The letter goes to the place where you've sent it. It works. You know, people say, oh, those lazy people at the post office. First of all, everybody knows that's a trope aimed at black people. I despise it. And the second thing is, it's not even true in any respect, because the mail does go through. It goes through quite well. And if you send something Federal Express, it also goes through. But you know what? I've had more trouble with Federal Express than I have with the Postal Service. And that's anecdotal. It doesn't prove anything. And I'm telling you this, the post office works. This country works. Works very well. We don't need Mussolini to make the trains run on time. Everything here basically runs on time. The country is great. This is not a place that we have to make America great again. America is great. But I'll tell you this, we have a dangerous, dangerous man who is hanging over our heads, and we just need to get him completely out of sight. Now, we can do that because he's already halfway to jail on 34 felony counts. And if he walks into that courtroom and starts messing with Judge Mershon, Judge Mershon's going to put him in jail. And I can also tell you that most people in Donald's position would not go to jail. They'd be on probation. But they'd say this to Mershon. They'd say, I'm sorry. Now, you know that Donald Trump's not going to say he's sorry. And by the time he goes to see Judge Mershon anyway, he's going to still be claiming that he won the election. Now, you know he's going to lose the election. And I heard Kamala all over the airwaves today saying that we know that Donald's going to do this. We know we're going to win the election, and he's going to say he won. And then we're going to have to battle it out in the courts. And the Democrats have already hired the lawyers and sent them out to where they need to go in order to fight this battle. And they will. And we will win. Donald is not going to take over this country after losing the popular vote and the Electoral College vote, which he's going to lose them both. He thinks that when he loses, that he is going to turn around and take over the presidency. That's what he thinks. It's been done. I've explained it before. It's been done by Rutherford B. Hayes. Hayes was beaten by Samuel Tilden, the governor of New York. He was beaten in the popular vote, and he was beaten in the Electoral College. Rutherford B. Hayes lost the election. Tilden won. But Tilden disputed it everywhere. Hayes disputed it everywhere. And by the time it was over, it ended up in the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives agreed that they would make Rutherford B. Hayes the president if Hayes promised that he would take the troops out of the South during Reconstruction and let black people suffer the consequences. That was the deal. And that's what they did. And then came Jim Crow and the Klan and all the rest. And that's the way it played out. And Donald thinks that he can do the same. Now, he has also promised, if he's president, that he will send the military out to arrest his opponents. Is that what you want? Now, you know that what happens when you say this, when you say, do you really want this? Donald replies, they did it to me. I'll do it to them. But see, here's the thing. We went to a grand jury. The grand jury heard the evidence. The grand jury brought an indictment. The case went to court. And Donald lost. The jury said guilty on 34 counts. That's the end of the conversation in the American judicial system. When you lose, you lose. Now, I know that's hard for Donald because he thinks that when he wins, he wins. And when he loses, he also wins. And the funny part about it is that the other side, which lost by a little bit, not by much, in 2016, the other side, our side, the Democrats, they said, we concede, we lost. And Hillary said, I wish the president the best, and we hope he can be successful. I mean, that was her words. You could guess that she was thinking, how could that moron be president? But that isn't what she said. She said, I concede. I concede this election. And we had a peaceful transfer of power. And then, of course, Donald turned it all on its head. And when he did that, he tried to win even though he lost. But it didn't work. It just didn't work. But it hasn't stopped Donald from telling his lies. And it hasn't stopped his people on Earth, too, from believing his lies. They believe every word he says. I talk to people all the time. If I say, did you hear what Kelly said? The first thing that they respond, Kelly didn't say it. Well, we know he said it. We got it on tape. So then you let them listen to the tape, and they say, well, he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. And Trump didn't mean it. So back to Sununu. Chris Sununu, governor of New Hampshire, was asked today, how about now? Do you still support Trump after what Kelly has said? And Sununu said, yeah, I do. First of all, I support the ticket. That's his favorite line. But yeah, he supports Trump. And understand this, because this is what the man said. I heard his words. Exactly. He said, I want Republican principles, and I'm going to get them through Trump. So even though I don't like the man, even though I don't like what he said, even though I don't like all these things about him, I can't live for four more years with Kamala Harris. That's what he said. Now, the person from CNN did not say, what the heck did Kamala Harris do that was so horrible for you? He didn't say that. Should have said it. Didn't say that. But, you know, it's everybody goes through, you know, different methods of trying to get an answer. But the answer was simple every time. I'm a Republican. Kamala Harris is dangerous. We need to stop her. Trump's our man. He might be Hitler, but that's our guy. So basically what we're saying is, in order for you to get some weird policy that you think is somehow going to save America, and I don't know any policy like that because there's so many different problems, they all have to be solved differently. But that aside, you're going to go with Donald Trump, who supports the idea of a country like the United States being run almost in the name of Hitler. I mean, that's where we are. It's all Hitler. Now, we'll see tomorrow if all the Hitler talk goes in another direction, but I'll say this. If you think that this isn't 100% Adolf Hitler today, just go to Earth One for a minute tonight. Turn on MSNBC anytime. I don't care when. Just turn it on. And all you're going to hear is Hitler. That's all you're going to hear. And here's the point. That's all you should hear. Who would have imagined that there was a time, that there would be a time in America when somebody could be idolizing Adolf Hitler and the other party would say, can't we stop talking about Hitler? I mean, the answer is simple. No, we can't stop. Now, maybe it'll run out by tomorrow. I don't know. There might be another story. Because I have to say, this isn't over. The stories, the craziness, it is going to get worse and worse for the next 13 days. And when we hit the end and Kamala wins the popular vote, probably by 10 million, 12 million, whatever it is, when she wins the Electoral College vote, I don't know, maybe she'll just get 270 if she wins Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Nebraska too. That would get 270. But who knows? Maybe she'll win North Carolina. Maybe she'll win Arizona. Maybe she'll win Colorado. Maybe she'll win all over the place, not Missouri. Hitler will win in Missouri. Not Missouri, but everywhere else, all around this country. Kamala is going to win this big. And when she does, which Donald already said today. In fact, last week, Donald was asked, have you seen any evidence of cheating in the election? And he said no. Today, he changed that. Today, he said the Democrats are cheating. And believe me, he's going to up that all the way to the end. What he's going to say about what the Democrats are doing, there's no end to what it is. And he's got lawyers that he's got out there, and they're going to all be filing lawsuits all over the place, and they're not going to win one. I'll tell you, all this talk about craziness could just make you so hungry. And if it does, trust me, you're going to go to 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, and you're going to have dinner at Wendy's. And when you do, you're going to say, enough, I want dinner. So, you'll think about wings. You'll think about possibly smoked meats, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, patty melts with lots of onions, salad, pizza, terrific drinks. Everybody loves their drinks, and I happen to love the iced tea, but it's all good at Wendy's. And then, after all that great food, well, then you got baby back ribs and onion rings on top of it. You just got so much good food, you don't know what to do. You almost forget about the craziness in America, and you just say, get me Wendy's. And then, of course, you might want to get some Wendy's in Defiance, Missouri. Same great food, same great people, put it all together, Ben and his wife, great business, great food, great restaurant. It is Wendy's. Now, if you're looking for jewelry, it's at 4506 Hampton, and it's called Jewels on Hampton. It's a great jewelry store, and they've got cases of jewelry. They've got Al, and believe me, that's all you need. If you've got Al, you've got a jewelry store because he's terrific. He knows how to run that store. He's a nice person. He's just a good person to do business with. Everybody loves him. And his son and the great staff at Jewels on Hampton. And believe me, they'll help you design jewelry. They'll help you buy and sell jewelry and coins. And then, of course, they'll also fix your watch if your watch is broken. Now, give them your watch, and they take a look, and they go, wait a second. We're not going to charge you for that. That watch is working. That's another story. But anyway, it's definitely Jewels on Hampton, and they are great when it comes to jewelry. And then, of course, if you want a suit, well, then you have to go to Clayton. It's not far, just down the road. And the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton, they've got all the great suits, all the great new fashions. They've got suits, they've got shoes, they've got shirts, they've got overcoats. You know, I've said all during the summer, get an overcoat. The prices are low in the summer. But now you can get an overcoat and the prices are still low. Not maybe as low as they were in the summer, but they're low. And it's the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton, and they'll also take care of you if you're getting married because they do wedding attire. They're famous for it. They have been here in Clayton for 30 years, and they're a great men's clothing store. We love the St. Louis Suit Company, and don't forget their ties, $5. That'll knock you out. And then finally, If you're looking for Italian food, well, then you're going to want Talena's. Talena's is over on 141 and Olive. That's Crevecoeur. And I can tell you right now, you will love their Italian food. Everything they make is really good. I happen to love the spaghetti and meatballs. It's my favorite meal altogether, and it's really my favorite meal at Talena's. I love it, but I can't always eat it because it's got a lot of calories, but it's great food. If you're nice and slim and, you know, you don't have to worry about those calories, you can just sit down over there and just keep eating. But anyway, Talena's is wonderful. Medi runs a great Italian restaurant, and he's right over by the Dierbergs at 141 and Olive. That is Talena's. Okay. So we'll wrap up today, and we'll try to stay away from the marauding gangs of immigrants. You know, that's J.D. Vance's explanation for what Donald is really talking about when he says enemy within. Now, we know we've heard Donald say it, and he says Adam Schiff, and he says Nancy Pelosi, and he says Joe Biden. He wants to arrest the Biden crime family. You talk about projection. He's the family with crime. What's Biden doing? Absolutely nothing. Not bothering anybody. Well, maybe bothering Putin, because he has reestablished NATO in the best way possible. And that's another thing. You know, Europe is freaked out beyond imagination. And I say that to certain people, and they say, well, guess what? Who cares about the Euro trash? That's what they say. That's a shame. The fact is, Europe is so happy right now being in business with us. You know that the gross domestic product of Europe and the United States together is well over $50 trillion. We're so powerful together, and we are friends. We're friends with Germany. After all we were through, yeah, we're friends with Germany. Turns out the United States wasn't that dumb, were they? Pretty darn smart. The Marshall Plan, rebuilding Japan. We made friends. And we not only made friends, but we kept them as friends. We were very smart, and we stayed away from World War III because we were smart. We had all the weapons that could destroy the world, and we didn't do it. From John Kennedy forward, we faced so many threats, and we negotiated the entire minefield of craziness to get where we are today. And so what does Donald do? Runs around and tells everybody that we're going to World War III. You think that doesn't scare the heck out of Europe? Of course it does. And I understand it's not scaring the United States the way it did back in 1963, but maybe it should. Because if Donald were ever to get into that White House, there's no telling what he would do. There's no telling what kind of a problem we would have. Now, you know, he says he can end the war in Ukraine overnight. Well, of course, anybody knows how to do that. You just go to Vladimir Putin and you say, what do you want? Putin tells you, and you say, okay, there you go. Take it. And the war is over. That's the end of that. But the problem is, that's not what we're going to do, because Donald is not going to be president of the United States, and we're not going to put bleach in our arms in order to save ourselves from COVID, and we're not going to take horse tranquilizers. I mean, we're just not. I mean, if we think that was bad and that was horrible, well, we went from all of that. It's hard to even say it. We went from all of that to Adolf Hitler. It's just unbelievable. And then they say, and they do say it, but Kamala is so horrible. And I'm at a loss for words. Kamala's horrible. What in the heck did Kamala do? And the answer is nothing. She goes to town hall meetings, and people say she doesn't answer the questions. I have to tell you, I have more credit hours in PhD classes than you can count with a computer. I've got a ton. And you know what? I heard her answer the questions. She answers the questions every time. It's never a problem. You ask the question, she answers the question. Very clearly. Very solid. Great policy. Now, you could say, well, I think we should have fewer taxes. Well, we could fight over that. We really could. We could debate it. We could vote on it. We could argue about it again. We could bring it to the people, take it back to Congress. I mean, we could do all the things that we do in a democratic republic. We could do that. So what's wrong with that? That's our country. That's what we do. We debate, we negotiate, and we make deals. Well, that's fine. No one's arguing about that part. We could argue about how much money we should allocate to our worldwide military effort. We could negotiate that. Not in NATO. I mean, come on. We're not talking about that. But we could talk about, you know, which weapon system we should have and how much support we should give to Israel and how we should affect that support for Israel so that Israel can have its complete protection while we give the Palestinians a respectful and decent life. We could do that. Both groups of people could survive all of this. You know, we took Egypt out of that fight 40 years ago. We can do this. We're not stupid. But what we can't do is turn this over to Hitler. That we can't do. So, I mean, I don't even know what more to tell you. And listen, don't just believe me. Walk away from this tonight, whatever time you watch it, and turn on any network in the United States. And the first thing you're going to hear is Hitler. It's all they're talking about. Except for Fox, I understand, but not Fox. Now, here's a number, and this number's been out for a month, but given this latest development, it's probably worth thinking about, and that is in the Republican Party, by 54 to 18%, listen to me now, 54 to 18, I guess there's a bunch of undecideds, okay. But 54 to 18, the Republican Party supports Vladimir Putin over Joe Biden. I'm just telling you. You wonder where all this comes from. This is all the things that Donald has done to our country. He has made this a mess. Not completely, but on Earth 2, yes. Earth 2 is in just complete shambles. Earth 2 is a destroyed place. Not the way Donald says. Donald's funny. He says, oh, America's been wiped out by Joe Biden. No, America hasn't been wiped out. In fact, as the IMF says, and The Economist magazine and others, the United States economy is the envy of the world. Everybody in the world wants to be like us. And we sit here and talk about how desperate we are. I mean, if this is desperation, I hate to tell you. The stock market is at the highest valuation in history. We've had a couple of down days, and they hit Apple, and they hit Amazon. You know, prices go up and down. They do. And it would help if the United States really understood economics better. And I'm talking about the people. We should teach it. We can teach it. We should teach it. But we don't. And then we wonder why nobody understands what's going on when we're having these conversations. And then we say that we have no idea what Kamala's talking about. Well, Kamala does. She's speaking out forcefully and intelligently. And she's backed up by the evaluation of economists all over the United States and the world, for that matter. Because, in fact, the United States economy is the envy of the world. Just the way it is. You know, I want to end today with something slightly separate. I've talked about this before, but I never brought up this exact subject. But I've talked about how Donald never pays his bills. And by the way, the United States always pays its bills. That's part of how we're the envy of the world. We pay our bills always. You hear that word? Always. Every day. Every year. Bill Monroe, hi. Every year, we pay our bills. That's why we borrow the way we do, because everybody's willing to give us money because they know they'll get it back with interest. No problem. So let's bring this one up. And I brought this other story up before where Donald has the piano tuner comes to Trump Tower. They've got maybe 100 pianos in Trump Tower. And the guy goes to every single piano, tunes them all, comes back to Donald and says, here's the bill. And Donald laughs and says, yeah, you're a sucker. I'm not paying. Well, Donald doesn't pay his bills, and he loves to tell people that they're suckers, including John McCain, as we all know, and John Kelly's son as well, because he doesn't like people who have died or are captive. Unbelievable. Well, anyway, here's a story. Mexican family. The family's person in the military died. Real sad. And Donald says, I'll pay for the funeral, because it's really sad and I want to help. And then the bill comes back for the funeral and it's $60,000, a big public funeral. And Donald says, first of all, don't pay the bill. And secondly, it doesn't cost $60,000 to bury an effing Mexican. That is what Donald said. Listen, for Wendy's, for Jules on Hampton, for the St. Louis Suit Company, and for Talena's. I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.